Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sin has inflicted its terrible damage on you and me. Every anxious doubt, every moment of despair and loneliness, and this veil of tears, eventually relates back directly to our lack of trust in the commands, decrees, and promises of God. Instead of God's will and work, we paint things as though everything revolves around us and our efforts. We blithely wave off his word and constantly return to our navel-gazing, self-serving ways. In warped conceit, we deceive ourselves into thinking that somehow we know God personally, because we know ourselves, after all. And above all else, we'd like to fear, love, and trust in that image we see in the mirror. Vain we are, self-absorbed, self-occupied, and self-made as men, women, and children who, secretly or not so secretly, desire to be adored and worshiped by all, above everyone and everything else. This ruinous posturing started with our first parents and has only amplified like a roaring tidal wave during its destructive run through the course of our shared history. It began in a garden with our collective fall into the pit of depravity, and then continues in a common struggle ever since. Onward, alone, suffering from sin's consequences, trudging through the wastelands of a diseased and dying creation, the stench of death all around. We really have deluded ourselves in these latter days that somehow the word of God comes down and then stops with us, that it is for us in every station of life in this world, in every cause and venture of our earthly journey, it is somehow for us to pick and choose what to do with God's word, to take it up or lay it down, to make use of this word or to set it aside. To live under the peculiar illusion that somehow we can control God's word, hide from it, change it to suit our thinking, or live as if God's word did not create, define, permeate, and influence every aspect of our identity and existence, That is nothing but our inbred fallen nature. Apart from the faith that is imparted by His Word, we stand as far apart from God as the heavens are high above the earth. Yet the Lord persists, even in our very midst, with His Word that abides forever. It's as if He is continually saying to us, "For though you hated me, I loved you. You avoided me, yet I continue to call you. You fought me, yet I work for your benefit." Such divine love, calling, and work takes on presence, action, and relevance. The Word of God becomes flesh and dwells among us. Isaiah foretells of that for which we already have eyewitness testimony. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. And this Christ Jesus, the very Son of God, the Word of God, empties Himself by taking upon the form of a servant and humbling Himself even to the point of death upon a cross. Any child can know that the rain and the snow has their firmly established purpose: to accomplish on this earth the very will of the Creator who sends them. In just the same way, the Word never returns to Yahweh empty. Jesus fills all things upon which, on account of which, He was made flesh in the womb of the Virgin. He takes your place upon that cross and reconciles all of fallen humanity and the creation to His Father. Your sins are forgiven. Now you are left only with His perfect righteousness. He emphatically declares this to be so as He is raised from the dead. His resurrection is now yours by your baptism into Him, and He returns to the Father, full of glory and power in His ascension, bearing the very fruit that was sown from the seed of His living Word. "Behold," says the Son of God, "I and the children whom the Lord has given me." Especially when all around us appears to be collapsing, and everything looks as though it is ruined and lost, God's saints are brought to remember and confess this: that every promise, the abiding hope that is the very Word of God, will most certainly bring about His ordained conclusion. Isaiah says it this way: "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." True Israel, until the end of time, will abide in the trust of this finished work of the suffering servant and feast at the banquet of divine abundance. Instead of the thorn, the cypress; instead of the briar, sweet myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign without end. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, having received that great gift, which cost us nothing but cost Jesus literally everything, let us proclaim in our words, our deeds, that confidence of being forever alive in his righteousness, a sign unto others of this great miracle, so astonishing and magnificent and lasting, even in the face of mere fiery trials and harsh persecution. Let us offer ourselves as markers of God's favor in Christ, not only by persisting in him by faith, but in proclaiming his word and embracing his life and work of mercy in closeness to his gospel, to the end that all might be brought to glorify our Father who is in heaven, who dwells in unending perfection and radiance with the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.